Hello everyone, I'm Brenda Douglas, a senior and agent in place agent here in Prince George's County, Maryland. And in this episode, I want to give you 10 quick tips to help you declutter your home to get it ready to sell. So stay tuned. Welcome back. If you have lived in your home for over 10 years, you have no doubt accumulated a lot of stuff, right? Because we all do. So listen, whether you want to downsize, whether you want to clear out the clutter, or even age in place within the comfort of your home, this podcast is for you. Again, in this episode, we're going to talk about some ways that you can declutter the space. Decluttering is the first step to downsizing, and it is a great way to maximize your sales price if you are putting your home on the market. And then also you can live comfortably and start to emotionally detach yourself from the property so that you can get it sold without so much of the emotions involved. Also, decluttering the space will make the space look larger. You will also get better offers. You know, when there are repairs to be made, people will sometimes try to lowball you or offer a lower price because they know that they're going to have to move in. A lot of times when a home has a lot of clutter, the other thing is that buyers, they cannot imagine themselves in the space, and that's what you want. You want them to fall in love with the house, fall in love with the space, right? Well, decluttering is a way to help with that. All right, so no doubt you want your home to sell quickly so that you can move on with the next chapter of your life. Now, let me just say that the average days on the market right now, it is September. These are statistics from August, Prince George's Association of Realtors. The average days on the market is 18 days, right? So that means that homes can sell within that time frame. That's the average, that is, within Prince George's County, Maryland, right? So you don't want your home sitting there. You have to prepare. The sooner you start, the better. The sooner you start organizing, that is, and decluttering the space, the better. You don't want to wait to the last minute, a week or two before you put the home on the market. If you know that you've accumulated a lot of stuff, be honest with yourself and start sooner rather than later. In fact, I would suggest that you start decluttering before you meet with the real estate agent, before you meet with the loan officer. As soon as you get the idea that you are considering moving or downsizing, or you just don't want the stuff anymore, it is time for you to start decluttering. The first step to downsizing is to declutter, right? And then also, guys, again, you don't want people to lowball you. You want the most amount of money that you can get for your home. You also don't want your home sitting on the market for months at a time. If your home right now is on the market and it's sitting for months and months at a time, there's a red flag there. Right. And in fact, the first 2 weeks that your home go on the market is when the fish should be biting the most. That's when the agents should be bringing their clients. That's when you should get the most action. When it starts to die down after the 3 week mark, it starts to slow down. Right. And then you're getting a lot more lowball offers. We want to avoid the lowball offers unless you urgently need to sell before your home goes into foreclosure. If that's the case and you can't get it sold within that time frame, then you have to decide, do I take the cash and run to avoid foreclosure, or do I stick this out and you know, stick this out and jeopardize my credit, right? Okay, so let's get on with the simple ways that you can declutter or start to declutter your space. First and foremost, you need to decide what needs to stay and what can you sell. And I suggest you sell so that you can get some money from the sales, right? So what can stay and what are you keeping? Then you need to give it a home. If you are keeping it, give it a home or start packing it away. Get a box, start packing it away. What can stay? Give it a home. Or where can you sell? And you start selling those things immediately. Put them on the websites to get them sold. And then also, what can you donate? What are you okay with donating to the thrift store or to other people that you may know, or they may know someone, right? Donate, right? Declutter, bless someone else with what you no longer need, right? One man's junk is another man's treasure, right? So that is the first step, deciding what, and now let me just stop right there, because some people have, again, accumulated a lot of stuff when you've been in your home for so long. So what you want to do, if you feel overwhelmed, you need to start one room at a time, or you start one corner at a time, right? And that is the second tip, right? How do you eat an elephant is what they say. One chunk at a time. Don't get overwhelmed, right? Sometimes you may have to recruit people to help you, right? Contact your family members. You can have a pack party. You can ask them to come help you. Donate a few hours to help you declutter your space. Guys, don't let pride stop you from reaching your goals. Reach out to family members and ask for help. Okay, that's another tip, right? But you want to start. If you seem overwhelmed, then you want to do a corner at a time, or you want to do a room at a time. And then also, like I said, ask people to help you, right? You can even also, and this is another tip, start by removing the trash, right? So get a trash bag and walk around the house, and you just dump in things that need to go in the trash can. In the trash can, right? In the trash bag, right? So you're going to start dumping. Like today is trash day. So then you start dumping things in the trash can, okay? Because you don't want to get overwhelmed. And when you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, take a time out. Take a time out and then take a break. Now, I don't suggest you like go to the store, because if you're like me, you'll go to the store, come back and won't finish what you started sometimes, especially when it's something you don't want to do. Right. And I'm not saying you don't want to do it, but I'm saying sometimes that's not a preference. Like you'd rather do something else, watch a movie. You'd rather go to a game or something instead of decluttering. Right. So you want to prioritize what you're doing. You want to focus on what you're doing. And then the other thing is that, again, choose a small area. You can even start with the drawer of a dresser. Right. And again, pack up what you don't need, decide what you need to donate. You can even create piles. This pile is what I'm keeping. This pile is what I'm donating. And this pile is what I am selling. And this stuff is coming right in this trash bag. Okay. I hope that helps. Now, let's see. Now, again, if you decide that I am going to keep this, then you need to give it a home. Okay. For example, I have I went to Walmart and I bought this little, it's like a coat. No, it's a key holder, because it says the word keys. And I put my keys up there every day. It's by the door. And I hang my keys there. And so whenever I'm going to look for my keys, I know where my key is. I've given the keys a home so that I don't lose it, right? I'm looking all over the place. I hate that. So I have a little hook. And you can even buy a simple hook to put on the wall to hold your keys. Everything that you decide to keep needs to have a home. I have a shelf in my bathroom, and I have baskets that I bought from the dollar store, Dollar Tree. It's no longer the dollar store, but they call it the Dollar Tree. Now it's $1.25. But anyway, I have baskets, right? And one basket is for my hair products. Another basket is for my body wash. So I have different baskets on this shelf. I've given them a home, right? Now, again, this may take time, but you cannot give up, okay? You cannot give up. You have to not let it stop you from reaching your goal. Okay, now group similar things alike, together. Group similar things together, right? Instead of them being stored all over the place, you want to group them together. For example, the baskets that I was just referring to that have my body wash, I also have soaps in there, extra soap, right? So all of the body wash products are together. The shampoo and the conditioner and my hair mask, it are all together in another basket. So I have different baskets for different purposes, but things that are alike are together. Now listen, if you decide that you want to buy something new, first of all, now that I'm on that topic, buying something, if you are in the process of either buying a home or even selling a home, you want to save as much money as possible, right? Save as much money as possible. Definitely don't make any big purchases. Let me just throw that in there. But anyway, if you buy something new, promise yourself that you'll get rid of something old, okay? If you have not worn something in several years, it's time to let it go. Time to let it go. So again, if you go out and buy something new, you need to trade off and get rid of something. All right, now if you are holding on to something that belongs to another relative, if you are holding on to something that belongs to your children or family member, you want to reach out to them and ask them, what are their intentions? Do they intend to keep it, or can you do something with it, right? You don't want to allow your home to become a storage unit, and if it is and you're doing people a favor, it's time for you to look out for you and declutter the space so that you can get the most money for your home. That is the goal. If a person walks into your home and it is cluttered with things, first of all, they're going to feel overwhelmed. They're going to feel flustered. They're going to feel like it's too much for me to take care of. And again, they're going to start lowballing you, and they're going to assume that you do not take care of your homes, of your belongings, and you do not take care of your home. Therefore, there must be some underlying problem that I'm going to find with this home. So I don't want to offer top dollar, because after all, there's a lot of stuff in here, right? Like, you don't want to ruin your chances of getting top dollar. And last but not least, I've already said it, please do not try to do everything at once. When you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, take a time out, take a breather, let me just say, if you know your peak times, like for me, my peak times, that's when I have the most energy. I have the most energy around 10 o'clock, actually between 9:30 and about 2 o'clock. So from between 9:30 and 2 o'clock, that's when I have my most energy. That is my peak time for performance, right? So you have to decide when is yours, and that's when you tackle this elephant. That's when you declutter. When it's your peak time and you know you feel your best, you're well rested, you've had a good meal, and you have the most energy at this time, that's when you need to do it. But as you're decluttering, if you start to get overwhelmed, now I'm not talking about you starting to say to yourself, I really don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Like, when you start to say that, that's not getting overwhelmed necessarily. It could be that you just, it's a lot of work and you don't want to do it. And yet at the same time, you may be struggling with procrastination. Let me get that word out. The point is, you have to focus on the goal, which is to declutter so that you can get the most amount of money in the least amount of time, right? Again, if you start to get overwhelmed, take a time out, take a break. Ask people to help you so that you can accomplish this goal, right? You can also schedule a time to do it. So maybe it's a few hours in the morning and a few hours in the evening, things like that, right? Take the time. Again, one bite at a time, take your time and declutter, because in the end, when you net the most amount of money in the least amount of time, It would be so worth it. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.